This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
2-1. Hit to right on a line. Down the line and fair. Into the corner. Extra bases for Urias. Sanchez, the catcher, held at third. Tony Mangelino puts up the stop sign on that double by Ramon Urias, and it's second and third with one out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball, right side and through. Base hit. Sanchez scores. Urias behind him. He'll score. Mullins to third. Two-run single. Ryan O'Hearn. We're tied at four. Ball found a hole on that right side.
Welcome in on a Friday. Highlights courtesy of Pirates Radio. Ramon Urias with a base hit. You had Ryan O'Hearn, RBI. Two RBI hits. Two hits, two RBIs. Orioles don't lose 9-5. Spring training baseball. Felix Bautista scheduled to pitch tonight in spring training baseball. But, of course, the big story is we're still sort of wrapping our head around this whole Grayson Rodriguez situation. And hopefully they said more info was to come today. We have not heard from the skipper yet. But tricep soreness, and we await more news on Grayson.
Yeah, Skipper will be available, I would assume, before first pitch tonight.
The 6 o'clocker.
We'll see whether we get an actual update or, hey, he's still going for more tests or what have you. But this is looking like a pretty bleak week for the Baltimore Orioles. I mean, they say these things happen in threes, right? And I guess that's sort of what we got here between Gunnar, Kittredge, and Grayson. I think it's a big deal. I think that there are many, many questions that they should be willing to answer about this at some point in time. We'll see if they ever are and what kind of responses we get when those questions are asked. But there is a troubling, to me, timeline here of a pitcher who hasn't looked right yet this spring, who they have a lot invested in, who they've talked up as a potential ace and a guy who could lead their staff in light of not spending any long-term money on pitching despite losing a Cy Young caliber starter to the open market. His velo has been down a lot this spring. He's talked openly about trying to change his delivery to avoid the lat situation. He was not himself in a pen, and then he was allowed to go out there and really not be himself in a fake baseball game. And then he was pulled from that game with no explanation, and the manager had nothing to offer after the game. The general manager or anybody on the training staff had nothing to offer. They let Grayson Rodriguez talk to the media and frankly say a lot of sort of cockamamie stuff, but he's a young man. He's a kid. Like, he doesn't know what's going on with his body. So then there's that. It was a mess. It was a mess across the board. It was a mess in baseball operations. It was a mess in the dugout. It was a mess in that bullpen before the game. It was a mess during that game. It was a mess when the manager finally got to that game. It was a mess for PR. It was a mess for the training staff. And in light of their record with their top pitching arms, and especially young pitching arms, emerging pitching arms who have been asked to do things at the major league level that go far and beyond what they've done in the past. I think it is fair to look at them with a pointed eye right now and eagerly await some of their explaining.
To your point, Jason, I talked to two people who are heavily involved in baseball, have been involved in baseball, and they both expressed shock that Grayson was allowed to talk the way he talked after the outing on, I guess it was Wednesday now. Like that he was, like, one of them said to me, you don't let him talk at all. And the other one said, you got to go to him beforehand and tell him you don't talk about your arm at all. Like that's.
Let me tell you what's behind door number three for a Major League Baseball front office that's being run professionally. You know what happens when those two things happen? The GM comes out real, real soon after that and says, hey, we understand what Grayson said. We're gathering more information on this. Yes, it is unusual for us to have to pull a starting pitcher after 33 pitches. We're going to acknowledge that, and we will get to you when we have an update on Grayson Rodriguez. What you can't have happen is the manager come out, slough it off, kind of laugh about it, cut an awkward joke about it sounded fine on the Twins radio broadcast I was listening to because I wasn't doing my job, and leave it at that for 24
traffic.
Hours.
Yeah.
That's you want to take a bad self-inflicted wound and stab yourself in the heart one more time? That's how you do it. You want to mismanage an already butchered situation? That's how you do it.
It was an all-around really bizarre day. And now, looking ahead, Rock Cabaco pointed this out in his piece for massinsports.com. And obviously, these injuries, we don't know. They're not like for like. But Kramer was on the IL last year, strained right triceps. He missed 6 weeks. But what complicates this even more, that was Grayson's only second outing. He's not built up.
And we don't know what his velocity was in the first start. There's no StatCast.
Exactly. So, and that's where you wonder, and we brought this up, was it a Bradish situation? He was dealing with this tricep pain during the first outing. So even if it follows that Kramer timeline, we're not going to see him till May.
And I talked to someone about this who works over there. And they were like, well, you know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's kind of on Grayson to let people know how he feels. And I'm like, well, you know, maybe if you didn't build a team all filled with kids who don't know any better, then I might be more inclined to go that route. But if you're going to build a super young team and you're not going to keep anybody around here more than 1 year who's a mercenary, whether it's Lyles or Gibson, or then it's Burns and now it's Morton. Like, if you're not really going to have that culture within where somebody's kind of around to mentor them for more than 6 months, then you know what? If that's how you build your team, and you just Cal Bradish just came out and said they let me pitch under I don't want to
significant
miss
significant pain,
significant pain, significant pain. Discomfort,
significant
for,
pain was the
for
worst.
The 12 times he started or whatever. You what you can't do is build your team that way and have an utter disconnect, not being overseeing them like a mama bird and baby birds in the nest. Not watching those bullpens diligently and going to them and saying, are you sure? Because you didn't look right in the pen. Like, they can't be managing it themselves. It can't be laissez-faire. It can't be, well, the ball's in their court to tell us. Because guess what? None of them have gotten really paid yet, and they're all really competitive, and they see that you built a team that's got a real opening here for them to become your number one. So, like, no, you... There have to be protocols and safety nets in place. And I have major questions about their ability to nurture and get people through a major league season, particularly arms.
We have a huge Friday show, very busy Friday show. We get started guest-wise, 2:30, John Morosi. Hey, we haven't had him on in a while. I'm sure I'll have a message for Little Italy at the end, but we'll talk baseball, get his thoughts on the Orioles and Major League Baseball at 2:30. Best bets with Ariel Epstein and our own Beltway Ben Hall at 3. Senior Day tomorrow, Xfinity Center, Terps and Northwestern. Guard Selton Miguel joins us at 3:30. Yes, Johnny Holiday, the voice of the Terps, joins us at 4. John Mioli covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Banner at 4:30, and possibly someone else in the 5 o'clock hour. But we won't. Well, that could be a nice fun surprise. We shall see. We're going to call him
and don't build it up too much.
Yeah, see if he comes on. If he doesn't, we'll do bounce back.
It's not Palm, okay? It's not Palm. Jim Palmer. We need to look. Sports teams around here have difficulty managing their expectations, or they manage the expectations so low that you're willing to take whatever slop they throw at you. We're not going to do that.
No.
So
this is not.
It's not going to rock your world.
No, it's just he's a good talker.
Yeah, he's a good guest.
Yeah.
He's not Phil Sims.
No, he's
not a Hall of Famer.
It's Hall of Fame.
Not a Hall of Famer.
He's not close.
He's not. I mean, keep it real. He's never going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Coming.
Not even under consideration.
Yeah, no.
But it's a good guest.
Especially you know,
not everybody gets to the Hall of Fame, but
No. You know, also a good guest is Rob Bradford, who has that baseball is boring podcast, and
you know who else is hurt? Tyler O'Neill.
Well, they said it's not a big deal, but we'll tell you.
It's never a big deal.
Until it is. Tyler O'Neill joined the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. We'll hear from him next here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.